Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm Arvin Roan, and today we have Morning Praise. And this Morning Praise episode will begin to allow you to focus on working on yourself. And as always, we start with the Empowerment Pledge, and that pledge is simply, I will work on myself. If you could take the time every day to begin the practice, daily practice of working on yourself, working on your issues, your concerns, your hurts, and your pains. If you will, with support and assistance, strive to develop the tools necessary to become a better person. And those tools are just simple practice of effort every day, demonstrating your ability to be able to think clearly, to focus on those things necessary, and to be able to develop the concept within your mind that says, I will work on myself today and every day. And the empowerment concept is a daily practice, just a daily practice of working on yourself, working on those things that you know you need to work on and change about yourself. And that's all you have to do. It's a daily practice. Just work on yourself, work on yourself, work on yourself. Become committed to working on yourself. Make a covenant agreement, that bonding, unbreakable agreement with yourself that says, I will work on myself. I will work on those things I know I need to work on and change. And if you would do that, then you would see that things will get better. So with every day, we start with gratitude. You want to begin. As soon as you start your day, find one thing to become thankful for. So if you would right now, find that one thing, whether it's your life, your health, your physical body, your family, your friends, but most of all, focus on yourself. Focus on improving yourself. Focus on your life. Focus on your choices and your decisions. And if you just do that, then you have it. And so you want to be able to focus on gratitude and then humble yourself every day, humbling yourself, pushing your ego down to the side and not making yourself so big and grandiose and focus on material things, but more focused on yourself. Focus on the inner parts of you, that part of you that you can't see, but that part that you know lives and exists. And that's the part that we want to focus on, the individual within that sits behind your eyes. And that's who you want to focus on, practicing becoming, managing your thoughts and your feelings, your moods, your emotions, your mindset, your thinking, and becoming the best person that you can be. And that's what it's all about. It is being able to balance your physical self along with your emotional and spiritual self. So take this journey with me today as we begin the morning praise. But always, always remember, start your day with forgiveness as well. So find one thing to forgive yourself or someone else about. And so today our morning praise, as we begin with the praise model. And that model is simply begin your day with praise and worship. And that praise and worship is acknowledging that there is a higher power that is at work in your life. There is a higher power that gives you life and that supports you. And if you're willing to humble yourself and open yourself to it, it can create miracles and wonders in your life. It can change the hurt, depressed, downtrodden, the disappointed, change your life to something better. So acknowledge right now that there's a higher power working within your life. And if you would, for just a few moments out of your day, begin to recognize the wonders of this higher power. And this higher power is able to create stars, space, constellations. As far as your mind can reach out, there is some discovery far beyond man's reach that he is not capable of creating. And if you would just for a moment begin to say thank you. Thank you for all the beautiful wonders of the sun and of all the planets in our galaxy. And then if you will focus your mind on the earth, and all of its creations, knowing that you had no hand in making soil or mountains, streams, or rivers or valleys or anything that is beyond you, and you are not in control of the creation. You are only one of the creations. And that there's birds and flowers and trees. And recognize right now that there are things created, and these things were created by the ultimate creator of everything. And if you would just humble yourself to recognize all the wonders, the clouds, water. If you will humble yourself for just a moment to acknowledge some things in your life now. Acknowledge some benefits and some gifts that you've received since you were born. Clothing, food, and shelter. Perfect health. And if you would, for just a moment, give praise and acknowledge that every day you have been given a gift. You have been given a gift of life. You have been given a benefit. Become thankful for the benefit right now. Thank you so much. Thank you for my life and my health. If you can say thank you right now for your life, if you can say thank you right now for your health, you can acknowledge that something good has happened in your life and that you're here for a purpose. If you right now can become thankful, if you can humble yourself for just a moment every day to recognize and acknowledge that there is something good about you, there's a purpose for you here. And as you begin to practice the empowerment, you will find that there's a purpose. And you have to begin to live that purpose and to find that purpose. And as we continue on, begin intercession. And that is just to intercede on the behalf of someone else. If you would, just for a few moments, pray for somebody right now. Would you pray for a friend? Would you pray for someone that's sick and shut in? You pray right now for someone who's hospitalized, who's struggling with the relationship or emotional trauma. Can you pray right now for a family member? Can you pray for somebody who's been misguided and misled? Can you open your heart to acknowledge that there are needs of others? Just humble yourself right now and recognize that someone else has a need. If you would just open your heart right now. Begin to open your heart right now. Begin to heal right now. Heal your mind. Heal your body. Heal your spirit. If you would just for a few moments begin to let some things go. Begin to feel more love, more peace, more joy. Can you just for a moment recognize, acknowledge, can you right now just give praise? Can you at this very moment just praise and worship and give thanks? Thank you so much for my life. Thank you so much for the things that I do have. Saying thank you over and over again and feeling thankful and grateful. Can you humble yourself right now to open your heart to be thankful for the many blessings that you do have? And now, after your intercession, begin to ask for the things that you need. Ask for anything that you need, a blessing, a miracle, hope, more love, more peace, more joy, whatever you feel you need in your life. Humble yourself right now and ask for it. Ask for a blessing. Ask for peace. Ask for love. You can just praise right now. Open your heart and praise. Give thanks right now. if you would just give thanks right now, become thankful for the many blessings, the many gifts, the many opportunities that's been provided for you. Will you humble yourself right now to just say thank you for another day? Can you be thankful for just another day in your life? And can you have a place in you that feels abundant, that the abundance and prosperity will continue to flow in your life through the many blessings that you receive? Can you just say thank you right now? Humble yourself right now. Humble your mind. Humble your heart and your spirit and become thankful right now. Yes, that's it. Become humble. Become thankful. Open yourself up to the goodness of the God, creator of all things, and the wonderful miracles and blessings and the gifts that you are and that you possess. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. This is empowerment. This is how we start our day with Empowerment 365. It's every day giving thanks, giving praise, not forgetting, but acknowledging that you have gifts, that you have blessings. Become thankful. And now it is time to quiet yourself, quiet your heart, and begin to listen. There are many of us who praise and worship and pray, but we never stop to listen to the still, quiet voice. We never stop to listen for divine guidance, divine revelation. We never stop to just listen. And as we say our prayers and say amen and walk away, God may be trying to speak to you, but you haven't stopped long enough to listen. So if you would right now, just listen. Listen for the blessing. Listen for the word. Humble yourself and quiet yourself and listen. And begin to open yourself to listening to the word, to hearing God's voice speak to you. That's motivation and personal empowerment. Being able to stop and listen. Being able to acknowledge that there is a still, quiet voice that operates in your life. And if you would humble yourself just to listen, you would understand and become led and guided, which brings more peace, more prosperity, and more tranquility into your life. Just quiet yourself, quiet your heart. Become thankful. And then we end with just thanksgiving. Being thankful for the many blessings that we have, for the life that, that's what you want. You want to become humble and peaceful and thankful. Thank you so much. Thank you for the many blessings. Thank you for the life. Thank you for taking care of me throughout my whole life. If you could just say that right now, humble yourself and become thankful. This has been the Praise Model, Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment. I'm Marvin Rohn. Join me on the web every day for 365 days of motivation and empowerment just for you at www.theempowerment.weebly.com. We have a lot of things out there. It's Marvin's Garden and many other things, the coaching programs. Check them out and see if something fits you. Not go out into the Empowerment 365 archives, listen, read, discover something that just may be there just for you. Have a great day. Begin to work on yourself every day. Practice your I am statements and get better at being every day. Have a great day. Love on someone, and most of all, love yourself. Peace.
Christ.